Day 9, Carrying the Cross. If you suffer for doing good and endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. 1 Peter 2:21. Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Luke 9:23. Beloved, why did Jesus suffer on his cross? For his own sake? To make himself a better person or pay for his sins? Saints of the Middle Ages thought that they were on earth to perfect themselves through suffering to become worthy of salvation. The Imitation of Christ, written by Thomas a Kempis in the 15th century, has some beautiful passages, but it encourages suffering for self-perfection. "Thou art wrong, thou art wrong, if thou seekest aught but to suffer tribulations," it says. Praise God, with the Reformation we came to understand that it is totally by God's grace that we are saved, through Christ's sacrifice, not our good deeds or suffering. Then what does it mean to take up our cross and follow Jesus? To be willing to die for him? To deny our personal desires? To suffer to please him? We suffer, not for ourselves, but as an unavoidable consequence of giving ourselves for others. Hebrews 12:2 tells us Jesus endured the cross for our sakes. He didn't love it. He scorned it. Then shouldn't we take up our cross for the same reason? To be willing to suffer to bring the gospel to others? As Luke 19:10 says, to seek and save the lost. This truth was drilled home to me once, alone on outreach. Since a Ramadan banquet room was on a public street, I was able to stand right by the door. As Muslims entered the event, I distributed excerpts from the Sermon on the Mount. After reading these, some came back down the stairs to challenge me. It wasn't fun. "I am suffering," I said to myself, attempting to maintain a pleasant expression. Then I realized, oh my, this is what Jesus meant by taking up our cross. I am suffering to bring the gospel to these dear, if difficult, people who so need to know his gospel. I recalled Romans 5:8, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." This thought encouraged me to keep on smiling and distributing the word of God. Jesus told us to follow him and that we should be like our master. He told us to take his gospel to the entire world. Only he is worthy of our praise and devotion. We honor him when we willingly humble ourselves to bring his light and love into a dark and ungrateful world. Dear Lord, may you give us grace to suffer at least a little in dignity to bring others to you. May we always behold your beauty, precious Lord, and as we follow you, become more like you every day.